Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This case file, the theorists stroke big metal balls and break it down with some whistleblowers. March 2nd, a mysterious object of supposed extraterrestrial origin is reported by eyewitnesses to be soaring through the air in a manner not typical of any earthly aircraft. Shortly after its impressive aerial display, which was caught on video, the object was quickly recovered by nearby onlookers. One man who touched the object was reported to have fallen ill after coming into physical contact with the metal sphere. The metallic orb was given to the care of local medical professionals to try and make sense of the object and the mysterious symbols and writings upon its surface. Late 2024. A U.S. congressional report is leaked concerning a whistleblower report alleging the existence of a clandestine UAP recovery program that has been managed by the executive branch of the U.S. government. The whistleblower remained anonymous until months later, where they came forward at the urging of UAP documentarian Jeremy Corbell and investigative journalist George Knapp. All this and more with Alien Theorists Theorizing.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, case file 357. Can you enter a magnum fucking gun going off? I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan. And I'm Andrew.
What was in the box?
All right. So last case file, we started talking about what's in the box, and then we got on major tangents. We said nothing about who Hal Putoff was, and then we ended the episode.
That doesn't sound like us. I thought that you guys talked about him for like 5 minutes or something.
Something like that.
We gave him his just desserts.
I had a list to talk about. We did a few points, and then we just went on a massive tangent and never came back to him.
It
doesn't matter.
To be honest with you.
So inside the box, do you remember what you guessed?
No.
Braden guessed a ribbon or something?
Yeah, a third place participation ribbon, blue with gold tassels.
Right. Andrew, do you remember what you guessed?
I don't even remember what we talked about.
VHS. I think he said I don't remember.
Well, I think it is.
A CD of something.
Jan Arden CD.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this was the box. This was an Electro Voice mic case. And inside the box was none other than a dildo. I mean, a USB 4-channel splitter. Oh,
stupid, lame.
Oh, I would never have guessed that ever. Yeah,
like, well, weren't remote viewing then.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, fair enough.
It wasn't guessing. It was remote viewing. You're supposed to look inside the box from wherever you are in the world. But anyways, you guys failed miserably. You are not candidates for the CIA.
You're no ingot. You're
That's
no
not
Ingo
true.
Swan.
Everybody, sure. According to old Hallie Boy, has the potential to be able to do
the
it.
The potential's there. And you guys...
Yeah. We're just not flexing those muscles.
You know, he said almost
mind,
everyone.
Connection.
And not you. Specifically.
Yeah, I should have called Yuri Geller.
Not me?
Both of you. Definitely not.
No, this guy's... thin's pretty veil. Or the veil's pretty thin with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's thin as my
he's
hairline.
Feelings. He's got fucking... Peter Tingle, you know.
I got to tell you guys about. So I was solo today for a little bit. First off, no sleep. Dude. So, twins
to the Braden story of the week. It's a new segment.
Yeah.
Start every show with Braden's sleep.
Twins
story of the week.
Twins, they're like sleep. No, well they sleep. Just alternate sleep. So one sleeps and then one gets up and just grunts.
Shift work.
Yeah, it's brutal. So then. For like 2 hours today, I was solo dad with all three, and it was perfect. There's no issues. It was great. I was like, I'm killing this. There's no problem. And then it was time for the twins feed the first twin. like all good, get him a burp, get him a change, lay him down. I'm like, all right, start feeding August. And August is like halfway done his bottle. So he's in my lap. Everett all of a sudden starts puking and he's like, pukes like straight up. So he's like on him and he's like, so I'm like, oh no. So I'm like reaching over, grab him, like put him on my shoulder, burping him now, one arm. I've still got the bottle in August. Then Roman comes and climbs into the bassinet that's beside my chair. So he's sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay, well, because now I can't put them anywhere. So I'm stuck in this chair. Roman starts pulling his diaper off. Lo and behold, poopy diaper.
Nice.
So now I got a kid with no diaper, poopy hand. Two twins, and I'm just like, ah, no, don't touch. Like, I can't put him down anywhere.
Crying.
Dude, yeah. I was like, I quit. And
there's a moment where all four Renner boys cried.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all of us.
There'll be many, many more. Yeah.
And I taught, my biggest problem was as I taught Roman when he has dirty hands to come and wipe them on my pants, like when we're outside.
What?
Because he gets dirt on his hands and he's like, ah. And I'm like, okay, wipe it on my pants, right? I try to show him to wipe it on his pants, but he took the lesson as wipe it on my pants. So that's what he does whenever he's got dirty hands.
Dad's just a fucking big old dish towel. That's perfect.
So then he's got poop on his hands. He's looking, and I just know what he's like. Well, I got to wipe it on. I got to wipe my hand on you. Oh, dude, it was just the worst trying to like hold two twins.
You're lucky he didn't give fucking
their loose necks.
Dude, you're lucky you didn't give fucking August and Everett a fucking shitty fist noogie.
Oh, dude, they're all going to have pink eye. Whole house is going to have pink eye tomorrow.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it's not fun, dude. Don't have twins. It's insane amount of work. It's wild.
I don't even know why. Like, I told you when you wanted to have a second one, we're like, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
You didn't listen, and you had three.
Doubled up on that second one there.
Oh.
Yeah, the doctor's like, are you done having kids? I'm like, yeah. Are you fucked? Yeah, of course. You didn't even have to ask that question.
Well, you're not.
While they were in there, did they
done,
fucking?
You still possess
the
capability.
Did they do the old fucking? When Jamie had her C-section, did they tie the tubes while they were in there?
Good point.
No,
because it's super invasive. No? It's super invasive surgery. So if you're in there, you might as well do it.
Yeah, well, no, because it was an emergency situation. I don't think they had consent.
Yeah, well,
to do
you should have popped. You should have popped.
I should pop my head.
Hey, doc, I'm looking to bury. I'm looking to bury a few after this. You know, consequence free. Can we? You know.
Yeah, looking to make that 6-week checkup one to remember.
Well, it looks like you're next in line for the old vasectomy.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Welcome.
You
to
know what's crazy?
Team
did
Duds.
Did you guys? Was yours guys' vasectomies covered? MSP?
100%.
100%.
Did you guys? You guys both had yours this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with that, because I can't get in anywhere for a year. They're like, it's a year waiting list. I'm like, that's crazy. There's no way.
It's crazy too because I talked to a guy this morning at work that's going for his, and it's costing him $200.
What
the fuck?
So same with mine. They're like MSP doesn't cover it anymore.
And he's going to scalpel. He's going to Dr. Death too.
Oh, don't go to Dr. Death.
Dr. fucking One Star himself.
He's going to mutilate that poor man.
I told him, I warned him, and I'm like, just do yourself a favor. I'm not telling you how to live your life. Go look at the reviews. I see him and he's like, yeah, man, you know, like went through the review. Great guy. Beauty, huge beauty. Went through the reviews and I think I'm just going to stay with it. Cause I just, you know, guy wants to fucking bury him. I get it. But this isn't the way to do it. It's not the way
not
to do it.
Not when there's another guy in town.
No, God, no. No, dude, Jacklist. Jacklist. You should come out for a little trip. Get it done while you're here.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking about calling ahead and being like, as soon as I get the minivan, I'm in the hunt for minivans, boys. Minivan shopping. I think I'm going to go with the Honda Odyssey. It's just got the best all-around functionality.
Sure. Dude, you got to go with
Make
the
Toyota. Make
sure
you Toyota. Get that shitty champagne color.
If you don't get the Toyota, you're doing it wrong.
You definitely should come to this guy, though, because then this guy's touched all three of our dinks.
I'll tell him. I'll be like, hey, just so you know, you've touched my whole inner circles. Everyone's peepees.
Yeah.
That's every single one of us.
A little flap around.
Yeah. We got one guy left.
A little grab and a pinch. Punch. Grab, pinch, punch. Both sides.
But, yeah, it's... So did you guys... well, first off... Everyone's been fucking going wild with Trump's announcement that with our new prime minister.
Earth-shattering, groundbreaking fucking news.
Yeah, it's coming, and it's not trade news, and it's earth-shattering. And I'm like, oh my god, boys, it's finally here. Disclosure.
Disclosure, baby.
Yeah, right. Fucking.
I don't know why you would do that with Canada. Like, do we have? That would mean that we have like a joint UFO. Like we have, we're connected at the hip. In the world of like keeping UFOs in,
he's just gonna announce that they've resurrected the Abra arrow.
Could you imagine? No, you know what it was? That was Canada's last ploy to get rid of these tariffs. Carney's like, listen, if you don't drop these tariffs, I'm gonna tell everyone about our joint UFO task force. And Trump's like, oh, fuck you.
I'm gonna tell him first.
I'm gonna tell him first on Truth Social.
you think fucking Mark Carney is making any fucking threats at all when he's there?
No, he
bent over and presented is what he did.
Dude, absolutely.
No. What he's going to do tomorrow, wherever the fuck he was.
Yeah.
Me and Andrew were talking.
The relationship between Canada and America is dead. It'll never be the same.
We're the best friends.
Yeah, we hope we can
get back.
Yeah.
Dan, there was a slogan up here. It was called Elbows Up. And everyone thought it was like, yeah, you know, give the states the elbow, get dirty. When really it was just the fucking screaming eagle. Like whatever up, we can do.
Yeah.
No, I read the Trump news as I thought it was like a Medicare announcement or something. Like,
No. That was separate. That was something else. He's still announcing
Canada, Medicare.
He's still announcing something with Mark Carney. That's earth shattering.
The fucking Carn artist.
Carney sold us out. He's selling us to the States. Did. Just like that. That's what it's going to be.
Could you imagine? It just comes out. And he's like, turns out we are the 51st state now.
Dude, it turns out through all that, like everyone was hating on Trump and Elon Musk, but it turns out like Brookfield Asset Management funded the Twitter buy and funded a bunch of other stuff. They're all connected. It's all one big team. Yeah. So we got a little confused up here in the North.
Here, like, I'll be honest with you though. Like, now that you've been able to see the way he's fucking just conned everybody, and I'm like, maybe he's the right guy for the job. Maybe he's the shady motherfucker we need.
And maybe right? If we're gonna fight a con man, we need a con man. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm giving him more credit. I thought he was gonna be some like wild climate change zealot. No, he's just a fucking rich old bastard trying to make money.
I mean, let's give him a month or two. We'll make some judgments. He hasn't done anything yet. Hasn't even announced. Yeah,
that's
his,
true. No, that's not true. Yet. He fucking gave the CBC like fucking $700 billion.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that was already coming to them. He just continued.
Oh, someone in the chat said the earth shattering deal is going to be a North American union. Do you remember the Zeitgeist film? Used to talk about that coming in. That was like the first step of the New World Order.
Give me a rundown of a North American union.
It's like the European.
Basically, like, so it's like open borders between us. Like we can go and work. We could go work there. They can work here. What American's gonna come here for fucking three
Monopoly
less?
Money? Fuck that.
No, it would be a North American currency. It'd be like a North American dollar.
Oh, that'd be dope. Does my wage stay the same? If my wage stays the same, I'm on board.
Definitely not. No, there's no way. We gotta take a cut. There's gonna be a hit somewhere.
Ooh, if there's any concessions made, it's gonna be by Canada,
for sure.
Yeah, like without a doubt.
Yeah, we just turn into northern Mexico now. We're just fucking making, we're all making little clay fucking cigarette holders.
Selling
souvenirs now. We're just full factory country now.
We're in Canada.
No, that would be an awesome thing if you could do it, is an all-inclusive ski resort. On the lifts, everything. There's people carrying drinks up on the ski hill, skiing down, throwing out beers. It'd be a great fucking time.
That would be a good time. But we wouldn't be able to afford to go.
No, we'd be the people,
for the rich Americans.
We'd be
to come
people
here
throwing beers
go.
At the Americans as they came up here for and exploited all our resources in our country. There's no way a North American Union starts like that out of nowhere with no vote in Canada. That'd be insane.
Just a straight the earth shattering.
I don't have a government that I actually can control completely, but I'm just going to make the decision. And now we're part of the North American Union.
Well, I don't put in like literally every day you find you know, them overturning a new fucking riding for the liberals, just slowly waiting to like, dude, be like, oh, just so you know, it's a majority government, even though, you know, we've rendered fucking 800 votes in this one place. They're null and void. They don't count. So now it's a liberal. It's a liberal fucking.
Dude, it's when the election happened, I was like, all right, whatever. I'm trying to get out of it. And now they're flipping ridings that were close. They recount and they're like, oh, these spoiled ballots now count. And now this is changed. So they only need two more. They got two. They're going to get two more somehow. That's what it seems like.
It's only a matter of time.
And then maybe that's the North American Union. Boom, right there.
Isn't that shady as fuck, though? Like, how long
the
is
election was the weeks
election
ago
been over? That's what I mean. Weeks. And then every day you're learning, oh, yeah, they got another one. Like, what?
And this like a side note in the news. It's just like, oh, by the way, got another seat in government. No.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
It's crazy.
Bananas.
In some alien news, I thought was funny. Our boy Lou Elizondo. First off, I didn't know that he was, you know, he helped. He was part of the group that went to the Lonely Mountain and defeated Smog. Guy's comically short. It's insane. I've never seen a full body picture of him with him standing with someone, anyone else.
It's like 5'5".
And like, there was like a picture on Twitter. Dude, he's like 4'3". It's insane.
I was like, he's an actual dwarf?
Dude, he's the smallest guy I've ever seen. It's insane. He was standing with two normal size, like Tom DeLonge. How big's Tom DeLonge? Because he was standing with Tom DeLonge and I was just like, how short is Lou
Elizondo? I'm going to say Tom DeLonge is 5'10".
But right,
five, then Lou Elizondo is 3 foot. Tom DeLonge faster. Tom DeLonge height. He's 1.93 meters, so he's like 6 foot one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Lou Elizondo's half that. He's 6. He's 3 foot and a half. Like, he's so small. It's insane. I was like, no wonder he knows all these secrets. People didn't know he was in the room. That's what's really happening like here.
All this fucking.
I did see an interview between him and Ross Coulthart just today, and it was like for like a special News Nation documentary or something, but news special. And it was like, they're like angled.
Wait,
yeah. Like, it's like, I can't even make him look
tall.
How
dare you pile on with this fucking.
Well, we got a conspiracy.
We got a conspiracy here then. Rhetoric.
Because
I don't agree with that.
Luis Elizondo. Oh, no, never mind. This is a different Luis Elizondo. I was going to say he's listed at 5'10.
Yeah,
the Pentagon won't let him disclose.
That must be on skates. Like, there's no way.
That guy is an athlete. He's like a soccer player or something.
That's his WWE billing. Look at this picture. I'm gonna post it.
His Wikipedia doesn't list his height.
No, that's classified.
I wonder why.
Classified.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's assholes like you guys fucking bash him about it.
So like, but anyway, see, this guy's been, you know, he's in the news like with part of the disclosure.
You're a beautiful baby angel.
He's not that short when I look at pictures right now.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, this one picture I saw, the guy is so tiny. I couldn't believe it.
Well, the guy who fucking played Gimli in Lord of the Rings was like 6'4", and he just used camera angles to make him look like he was a dwarf.
Well, I don't know what they did to Lou Elizondo to make him look so small.
That's what happens with my fucking camera, too. It's all the angles.
Andrew's 6'4", didn't you know? That's how he can deadlift so much. He's actually huge.
It's
all a show.
Let me see if I can find
the math adds up.
I know I posted it.
I don't deadlift that much anymore. I've had to fucking
save your back. You proved yourself.
Had to bring it back. Honestly, I don't deadlift more than 315 anymore.
Still is a lot.
Three pies, shut it down.
So he,
that's bitch weight.
Dude, look at this. I said in this, I posted it to our Twitter and I said, this has to be like, it has to be photoshopped. Look at this. That's him and Tom DeLonge.
That's got to be photoshopped. There's no way.
That's a child. That guy's like 4 feet.
Yeah, like, I was like, what the hell? I said, this has to be photoshopped. This is not real, right?
I just seen another picture of him with Tom DeLonge and they're like,
yeah, that's not real.
Not,
yeah, no.
Because his like body is perfectly proportionate.
Who's taking the time to fucking Photoshop Lou Elizondo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who's got that time on their hands where they're like, you know what? It would be funny if I fucking Photoshop this.
We're gonna, buddy. That's the American government trying to discredit him right now. That's what Trump said.
Taking,
he's like,
I'm taking over the screen and I'm
shrink
going to
shrink him.
So that's the picture I see. Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, but look, DeLonge. No, Tom DeLonge is fucking leaning back.
Yeah, but look at the other guy on the right. It's probably 6 feet, 6 foot tall.
That guy's probably 4'2". And Tom DeLonge's like, you know, really, really lame. Impossible. If you saw.
There's no way.
Right? Like, he might be standing in a ditch, and these guys are on a fucking, they're sitting on a park, they're standing on a park bench.
He looks
That's
pretty
what's
jacked,
happening
too.
Here.
I dare you to tell them that
what
in
is,
person.
What is Lou Elizondo's, no problem, was he a military guy? What was he?
Yeah, he was a, he worked like a military, he was a military contractor. He worked for the, he worked on the stuff for like ATIP.
Look at that fucking haircut.
2018.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, get rid of that thing.
Yeah. No, it was 2011, and it was disclosed in like 2018 or whatever, yeah. That whole project, the ATIP project, but he worked on some of that. I think he was a military contractor. I don't know if he.
What do you mean by that, though? Like, what did military contract? What was he contracted to do? Obviously, like going to small crevices.
No, he was part of the tunnel ATIP expert program, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that was the whole thing.
He's like some extension
of it.
He's the guy
from the 2017 or 2017 New York Times thing. He was like him and like Harry Reid, like the guys who broke that whole thing.
All right, look at that. That's fucking Louie boy and fucking Joe.
Oh, dude, he's so tiny. He's same height.
Yeah, they're both.
Exact.
Dude,
yeah, okay. Yeah, but Joe Rogie's like 5'6".
He's like 5'6" or 7".
There's
no way.
Yeah, he's 5'6", 5'7".
And build height.
They could be wearing boots.
Like, build height. We saw him in person.
Looking at
him. And I'm like, I'm taller than that guy.
Joe Rogan short.
Height.
So, I was shocked how short Joe Rogan was.
I'm 5'7", 3/4", so.
Yeah.
Louie boy is at least 5'6".
He's listed at 5'8", but they're... People there's say he's no, more like 5'6".
Joe Rogan's listed at 5'8"?
There's no way! In heels!
IMDb profile, he's 5'8".
I am taller than Joe Rogan.
He claims 5'8". He's probably like 5'6"
no
or 7", though, most
way.
People
he,
say.
Dude, I've seen him in person. He is tiny. It's insane. And he was standing on a stage above us, elevated.
This
like,
one
God
is,
damn. I feel like if I stood up, we'd be eye level. That's how short he is.
He's 5'6". I'd say he's 5'6".
Joe Rogan is 5'6".
He's 5'6". Yeah.
That probably.
I don't trust him.
5'6" is a respectable height. How dare you people?
That's higher than the world average, right?
There you go.
So Lou Elizondo, he's, I guess embarrassed himself a little bit, you could say. He's been in like all these like congressional meetings and stuff like since they've, you know, started doing them last year, I think they started doing them. And so he gets in there, he's, you know, presenting to them, and he presents this photo of like a 1,000-foot silver UFO to like Congress. And they're everyone's like, whoa, like this is insane. Never seen before UFO photo looks insane. Turns out it's 100% fake. And when they pressed him on it, he's like, I didn't even know anything about it. Some guy just sent it to me 6 days ago. I had no idea. Well, and he presented
it. It wasn't exactly fake. It was just that it wasn't exactly what he claimed it to be.
Was it an advertisement for 5 chewing gum?
No. So like the photo depicts, I don't know if Braden wants to pull it up or whatever, but you can find it.
Yeah,
and
it's
like a, he said it was like a large silver disc UFO. And he's like, you can see it because it's like, it's a UFO floating over a field. The shadow is down below it. And that's what they claim. It's like, oh, it's like floating over the field in the shadow. And then people like pulled it up, you know, did some little image search and just were like, No. Like that's two irrigation circles next to each other. And they're just like, one is wet, one has just been watered, and the other is dry. So it looks like that there's a, that's what the,
but
the
here's the thing.
Explanation is, but the,
like
yeah,
this,
it's that one.
You got fucking little Louie over here. Fucking guy's a contractor working in ATIP. He's fucking, he can't disclose all the cool shit he knows in his brain. And then he's posting some fucking pictures from a rando that sent it to him a few days ago and saying it's UFO. This just discredits all these fucking turds.
No,
this
is just, 100%.
It's all fucking garbage.
No,
I don't believe any of this shit.
He's got a bad assistant who said it was real. And he believed he had really, he really trusted his assistant.
But, dude, he didn't.
No,
he said, he's like,
diligence.
I didn't vet it and I didn't know who had sent it to me. It's like, why are you presenting it at a congressional hearing?
Lou, listen.
He fucked up.
You got to trust me. I got this picture. Guy's at least 5'8 that sent it. It's a big deal. You got to use it. We have to use it. No, but like,
his first question is like, how tall was he? Taller than me?
This is
no, but honestly, that's so fucking whack. Like, how that guy's on the biggest stage and gets a chance to fucking show something to flex, and it gets disproven right away.
Yeah,
this
dude,
is so
like,
bunk.
I was like, we could do that. You know what
Why
I mean?
Why do we
like,
listen we to could, anything this guy says?
We could, yeah, we could do this. We could go and show people fucking nonsense.
Dude, it's the problem like, with yeah. like the modern UFO disclosure is it's been now, so we're like 8 years. Let's say it really started in 2017 with the release of that ATIP stuff, and like they announced that they actually had these Pentagon programs. They weren't huge, but they were, you know, $20 million a year, a few people on the staff, blah, blah, blah. So they had some stuff. They had some videos, released a couple things. 8 years, nothing's changed. There's always a new video coming. There's always a new congressional hearing. So it's either like it's so actually...
Corbell's just interviewed someone that's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, that's the two... Well, now it's... I mean, I find it kind of fun now because it's now you have like you have the two dueling... like narratives now, and you have like Elizondo in the one camp. Actually, maybe it's three. So you've got like, you got Elizondo's camp, and then you've got George Knapp and Corbell like on the other side, and then on the other one you've got Greer. You got Greer sitting out there too, calling them all out.
Camp is Grush in though? Was Grush part of
the Grush out?
Grush is I think he's in the Corbell. Yeah. One, because they just because we can talk about that now, but Immaculate Constellation, which we talked about earlier, like we talked about last year, it came up.
I thought when you posted that in the notes, I just read it as Immaculate Conception. I was like,
right, yeah.
Well, I guess we should talk about that.
We should.
Zell's like, everything about.
I have a lot of knowledge about this actually.
It's like I'm worried about that.
Mary and Joseph do it.
That should be a genuine worry of yours.
Yeah. Now that I've had a vasectomy, that's my only concern. It happened to Mary.
I'm 99.9% safe.
Not
the guy
to me.
Said.
How do I stop it?
Anyways, yeah, Immaculate Constellation.
So Immaculate Constellation, it's like late. Was it last year? There was a leaked report about a whistleblower who at the time was anonymous. Like it didn't come out, and you can pull up the articles from that around that time. They were talking about the whistleblower who was going to go file a report to Congress about a supposed alleged project that they had come across while they were working within the military intelligence community. And they were said that there's this project called Immaculate Constellation, which was like another attempt or another project where they were collecting evidence, data, collecting even like physical evidence of non-human origin of craft that they had recovered. Then it came out just recently, earlier this month or last month, they named the guy Matthew Brown. He's together. He did an interview with both Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp, who are like tag teamo supremo now. They're like attached to the hip for what they're doing. Old George Knapp and his fucking
loose paper
George Knapp. Yeah, George loose papers Knapp.
There's the reason why he can never get disclosure is he's so unorganized, man. He's just rifling through his papers.
There's
he
so
can't figure out where
notes,
he put it.
Dude.
He's like, I got it. I have it here. It's somewhere in this fucking loose leaf. I've never seen anyone with just loose leaf paper.
Just a folder.
Get a fucking binder.
Maybe that was his low point. Maybe we just saw him at his low point.
Dude, has he never heard of it?
It's like he's on his redemption arc.
Do you remember the Duotangs?
Yeah, get him a Duotang. Color coat those.
You have all your loose papers. You put it in, and that turns it into a binder. But it's like a better binder. It's like more like a book now. It's more organized. Yeah. Doesn't rip out. You know, in a binder, you have too many pages. You turn it over, it rips the holes. It's a fucking pain.
Yeah.
Duotang. That's the way to go.
We'll make a call.
Where's that name come from?
I have no idea. I was just thinking to myself,
Duotang.
Like, when I said it out loud, I was like, is that even right? Yeah. Duotang?
Yeah, it is.
Do they still make them?
That's the weirdest fucking word.
Duotang? Question mark?
Duotang.
Duotang folder. There it is.
Sounds like a Filipino fighter.
What do they call fucking lined paper again, too?
Loose leaf?
Loose leaf paper. I feel like there's another word for it.
For lined paper?
Yeah, it's like a weird...
like college rule paper or...
I don't know.
Oxford?
I don't know. Maybe it's loose leaf. It's just weird.
Refill? No, loose leaf paper. Yeah. Boom, there it is. Yeah. Why is it called loose leaf?
I don't know.
If a book is a loose leaf, this means that it does not have traditional binding like a hardcover or paperback. Okay.
So it's just pieces of paper?
Yeah.
Also, loose leaf paper, I guess, is just a pack of paper.
Okay.
Not necessarily lined paper.
Now, why Duotang?
Why Duotang?
These are the questions that need to be answered.
I agree. That's a weird fucking word.
That's not like a weird Canadian word, Dan. Like, you know what we're talking about when we say duotang?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? Oh my God.
Are you serious?
This is insane.
I've never had to use it.
Oh, Dan. Shit. Hold on. This is mind blowing. You don't know what a duotang is?
Is it the same thing as a trapper keeper? Do you know what a trapper keeper is, Dan?
Yeah, I know what a trapper keeper is.
Yeah, I think that's what Americans call duotangs, is trapper keepers.
Okay. They call them trapper keepers. Yeah.
So trapper keepers?
That's a fucking dumb one, too.
That's the brand name. But that's the brand. That was like the brand name.
Oh, it's like Ziploc bag. It's like resealable bag, but Ziploc or like skill saw.
Yeah,
okay,
so up here we call them duotangs.
Okay. Yeah, it's got the three little bendy metals you put through the holes and bend them over.
Yeah.
Trapper keeper's fucking George Knapp should have one of those because he's fucking around too much. Doesn't know what he has disclosure. He's had it for 20 years. He can't find it.
Yeah, he's like, maybe it's in this briefcase.
He has the proof in his folder.
Like, how are you ever going to fucking...
And he can't read his notes. He's like, what did I mean here? This fucking chicken scratch.
How are you ever going to even find out if these guys are BSing or not when, like, whenever you ask them the hard questions, everything is classified still.
Forever.
Right? Like, they lean on that shit forever. It's like, it's always the same. And they all do it.
Dude, it's a grift.
And everybody's talking about disclosure. And it's like, well, fucking disclose something.
Here's the thing is, like, these guys who talk about that it's classified and it's top secret clearance, they're like, they don't have clearance. So someone told them, had to.
No. Listen, Tom DeLong definitely has clearance. He has to.
He doesn't have any clearance.
He's in one of the world's biggest pop punk bands of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Hal Putoff had some level of clearance.
Fallout Boy has a top secret clearance as well. So all the guys.
And you know who's playing at Rock the Lake? Simple Plan.
They probably know
Canadian
some
legends.
Shit.
Canadian legend Simple Plan.
Oh my God. I have to fucking go do a photo shoot for Rock the Lake.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it's the wackest fucking thing. Why do you have to? I don't even know why I said something.
This is great. All right, everyone, pay attention. What's going on?
Yeah. Nothing. I just have to go do it. They're like forcing us to go do it.
Like the fire hall? Like all the...
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah, it's going to be
like
pretty
what stand in front of where?
I don't know.
Because the concert's not for 2 months.
Yeah, but I think it's for like advertising. And I'm like, just what people are going to want to see.
Stand there and like flex.
Bald 5'7" Lebanese guy being like, I want to go
5'7¾".
Well, shoot low to high. Shoot low to high.
Right? Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Maybe we can get like, make it like Bane, like Tom Hardy. They made Tom Hardy like tall as fuck when he played Bane.
Yeah.
Or any Tom Cruise movie.
So you're not going to actual, this is before, you don't get to go to the show, festival?
Well, I think they're going to usually tickets get or something? Free tickets for that stuff, yeah.
Sunday's going to be a good show.
Oh, speaking of shows, fucking Unearth, In Flames.
Was
on
it
the
awesome?
Weekend? Unreal. So good.
Was it good? I've seen In Flames before.
So good. So there was another band called Lacuna Coil. It was like Spanish Evanescence.
Oh,
not
dope.
For me. No, Evanescence is better. I just wasn't into it. I don't know. It was weird. And then Machine Head, obviously. Machine Head fucking ripped, but
I
went for Unearth.
I was on dad duty. Steph was worked all weekend, so I missed it, but.
That sucks. It was good.
I did get to see Rival Sons finally.
Oh, nice. Where did you see them?
They're awesome. You would love them live.
Where did you see them?
They're at Prospera.
Oh, were they? Fuck, good for them.
Dan, how do you say
they
wake me
Bush.
Up in
they
Spanish?
They opened for Bush.
That makes sense. That's cool.
Despair to me.
Anyway, so Elise Elizondo. Yeah, the three, we were talking about three camps. You got three separate camps, yeah. All with disclosure.
All
based
pitted
on
and who can
classified
grift
information
the public,
that no one has access to because everything's classified and the people who know it aren't. They don't have the security clearance, so if they were to say something, I guess they would go to jail, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's super fun. Like I mentioned that. So Ross Coulthard did this news special for News Nation just the other day, just yesterday. It was on YouTube. I was watching it. The what is it? Hunting UFOs, the desert sky mystery.
It's good. Good.
I put it in our Discord. People can watch it. It's kind of interesting. It's focused on actually like what the United States Border Patrol agent like is coming forward with had some interesting videos of UFOs, UAPs. But yeah, he interviews Lou Elizondo for one part of the segment and he's like asking him questions. And Lou Elizondo is like, he's like, ask him straight out. He's like, do we have UFO craft over recovered craft? And Lou's like, we know we do. We know we do, which is kind of weird. You'd be like, just say yes or no. But you say, we know we do, but do we? And then,
that's such a weird question. You're like, I'm asking. What do you mean?
That's a weird way to answer that question.
Yeah, you're implying that I already knew, but I definitely didn't.
And then he asks him like straight out. I'll give Coldheart. Yeah, usually I ask pretty like just pointed questions. He's like, well, do you know where these facilities are that they're holding these craft or these?
Yeah, we all do.
These craft?
We all do.
And Elizondo's like, I can't reveal that information. It's classified. And I'm like, you've been like, saying that for
like if you're fucking
years.
If you're grifting, like how long can someone grift for real? Like
forever under that guise. Forever.
As long as people pay, I guess. Like.
I mean, some people would say like Jacques Vallée or whatever has been. He's 85.
Well, the thing is, like, so Hal Puthoff's part of Luis Elizondo and Tom DeLonge and To the Stars and all that. He doesn't seem like a grifter as much, you know. He just talks about his like past experiences and how remote viewing and consciousness is like.
Yeah, but he's also fucking 89. If you're throwing some money at him to be like in your camp, you know what I mean? He's just like,
Has he been grifting though for this whole time since the 70s?
Or is he just lending, or is he like bought, his credibility is bought for the grift? You know what I mean?
Because
like you rope like, him maybe. In.
I feel like he's just talking about, so he's like, I'm getting paid to talk about stuff that I did. Okay. Like, sure.
Because he,
like,
when he talks about it,
he doesn't really push anything.
No, he doesn't make claims. He just said like all the stuff I found really interesting, like consciousness and like this remote viewing stuff he thinks he was having success with. He's like, this is very interesting. It's beyond our knowledge. I've been interested my whole life. He never like says like, well, the aliens did this. He makes like some small claims of perhaps the aliens dropped off some craft and we found them and excavated them and reverse engineered. But he doesn't say he knows or he can't divulge that information because it's classified. He just says like, I think this is what's happening.
I watched that Rogan interview. There is some stuff that he's like, I can't talk about that. Like he's like,
yeah, he did definitely say that.
So there's some stuff that he won't talk about.
What did he say? They took a break at one point. I don't remember what he was at.
Yeah, they braked at a weird time.
At a weird spot where
he like asked him some questions and he's like,
he got super uncomfortable and then they took a quick bathroom break.
So it's either like,
he's also 90 and probably had to pee.
So it's all, there's two options.
Rogan had to pee. He said he had to pee.
Right. So either he's ultimate grifter and like now he's getting uneasy about these questions he can't give a good answer to because it might out him as a grifter, or he actually knows some stuff and someone's going to kill him.
I feel like he'd have a better setup because I tried to look up his little, what is his company? Like his Earth Tech or whatever. I tried to look that up, like where it was. Like I looked up the address or something. It's some weird place in like middle of Texas or something. It's just like, we're bizarre. I was like, oh, that's probably how they got him on Rogan because he's down there. Like you don't have to fly him out. I tried to look up. I was like, you guys don't have some people said it was like a just like a office in a strip mall, like a nondescript strip mall is like his office. Well,
that makes me feel like it's more credible that way.
I think it's one of those things. So like maybe they did see something or heard things, and then this is just, you know, they have no proof of anything. So because like I'm gonna make a bold claim that like they have as much disclosure as the four of us do. You know what I mean? Like their knowledge. We have the same amount of knowledge.
I have more, but I've been very cautious about.
I didn't want to say anything,
yeah,
because I've been saying this whole time that I have classified clearance.
Listen, I got a call.
I got a call
the other day. Very serious call from an unknown number.
Yeah,
and I had to swear to secrecy when he got that call.
Yeah,
and he told me everything I need to know about UFO disclosure. But
see,
it says top.
I feel
top,
like.
Tops.
Yeah, what happened to Zell, I feel like, is what at some point, like you get, when you get as big as in those circles, like Elizondo and Knapp and Corbell, like you get calls, you get videos, people submit, and you can say, I have videos that people have sent me, you know, and they can say that they're military members or whatever claim, whoever they claim.
I have videos.
And
I have videos. But they're classified. It's insane.
People have sent them to them, and you can keep making those claims that I have new footage that somebody sent me.
I have footage that someone has sent me.
Never before seen.
Only seen by me. And but what this depicts anybody. Would blow your fucking minds. It depicts...
Earth-shattering.
I can't talk about it too much because of my... Like, legit. This is legit. Not even lying. I have classified clearance. And the there's stuff I cannot talk about, boys. And you guys are all sitting there being like, "Who's
doesn't necessarily have to do with UFOs?" I'm not, but there's stuff I can't talk about.
I can't even talk about that, Dan. So don't quit trying to put me on the spot. I can't even let you know. But right. What I will say, this could get me in trouble. Some of the footage that's been sent to me looks like it depicts a 1,000-foot dragonfly flying through the sky, some sort of space dragonfly at night.
Dragonfly. Space dragonfly.
It's insane.
I may or may not have heard the same thing.
Low light camera, one of those ring cameras.
Well, you think like with DeLong, you know how he met with that fucking, he said that general approached him or whatever and gave him all that information.
Yeah.
The one thing I could kind of buy is like a military person being like, "Holy fuck, it's Tom DeLong. I really want to talk to this guy. I need to tell him something fucking cool.
Blink-182 was
so he'll have
huge.
A conversation with me. I'm going to tell him something." You know, like how else, you know, everybody's going to be a little bit starstruck when you see a fucking rock star in front of you.
Well, that's
you know what else I could see?
Thing, though.
Because like, I think about classified information whenever I saw someone famous, and right away through my brain, I'd be like, fuck, I got to think about someone. Tell him, I bet you he'd think it'd be really funny that my friend shit his pants at the fucking SkyTrain station. I know he doesn't like when I tell people that, but I'm definitely going to throw him under the bus so Tom DeLong will laugh and we can be friends and we can talk about something.
The other side of it, like, the other side of it is, this is
you told Tom DeLong I shit my pants?
I definitely would. Absolutely.
I sent him a personal email about the story from an anonymous source. No, but the crazy thing about a lot of these things, if there, say there was like a compartmentalized secret, let's call them society of like these knowledge keepers of the secret. They actually have
generals are lifelong. They're lifelong, man. They're lifelong.
If the whole thing was to put out like bad information, stuff like misinformation, keep people off the trail, make people think it's ridiculous. You convince a celebrity with like Blink-182 is huge, global band. So if you have that,
huge.
You have that guy saying there's aliens and you fed him a bunch of bad information that's bogus.
Yeah, useful idiot, dude. Useful 100%. Idiot.
And he believes it and you show him a couple things like, listen, blah, blah. And then like, so now everyone's way off the trail. We're nowhere close.
And you give him a grain of truth. You blow his mind with a little nugget of truth like of something that he's going to go like, hook and sinker. And then it's everything else you feed what you give him.
It's perfect too, because there's like, you think about it and you're like, like who could our useful idiot be? Like, how do we know they're going to be into it? And it's like, yeah, let's pick the guy that fucking has a song called Aliens Exist.
Yeah.
Right. Like he's the perfect fucking guy. Super open about it, yeah, loving that type of shit and being into it even before all the, to the Stars Academy stuff. Right.
For sure. So I don't know. We're years and years in on, we'll call it new disclosure. Not a lot of new stuff has come out.
It's just around the corner.
It's just around the corner. Maybe next year. Coming. Next congressional hearing, a little gray will just walk up and approach the microphone, spill the beans.
Yeah, they keep having, it's like they have a whole bunch of, I keep seeing this stuff pop up where it's like they've got whistleblowers. They got whistleblowers on schedule to make their congressional reports. They're going to have a report in front of Congress. And then I think the other day, well, then yeah. But it's the hearing always gets pushed back because I guess they don't think it's that important. So they just like move it back. And it's just like, it's all like, I don't know. I feel like Congress right now is like all chaos. It's like nothing's getting done.
Things to deal with right now.
There's a lot more urgent matters.
At least they can congregate and discuss and talk about things. That's good.
But it is a
we can't do that here in Canada.
It's a wild time. I don't know. Like the cold hard stuff is kind of interesting. Like I never thought about that angle about the Customs and Border Patrol, like stuff going on the southern border, like video, like they have that under constant surveillance.
Oh,
they
aliens have been flowing through the southern border.
Yeah.
Right. Nonstop
for years.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Apparently it's just
the American people put a mandate to stop the aliens. That's all I know.
Whole entire caravans of them. Giant trains. It's fun to see like Cole Tallard out there asking like pointed questions, and then you've got Corbell and Knapp like speaking at like a cryptocurrency conference about their stuff.
Get
like
in on it. Crypto's like, up, baby.
Yeah. Shelling in there.
I think buy our got, new coin, our disclosure coin.
I think they've got a documentary coming out or soon or has come out. I think they're pushing for that.
Buy our new coin. Dollar sign.
They just need to fundraise $1 million to get disclosure.
boys, I got a, I think I got maybe. $1 million idea. Right.
Mm-hmm. At least a million.
We pool our classified knowledge. Right. And we come up with a new plan that we can sell people. Right. And we call it CE6.
Oh,
right.
One up them. I like the one upper.
We've blown Greer out of the water. CE5. No,
I feel like we should. I feel like we are should be more efficient. We should be CE4. Like we should be like.
Oh, it's closer.
CB4.
Yeah, it's
even
quicker. To get
even quicker. Yeah.
It's quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. It's we're the OG. I like it. Like that's what we should
that's
do.
A good question. It's like, should we do CE7 or CE4? Because it's really faster. Or do you go more in depth with CE7?
Dude, I guarantee you, with what I've seen from Greer, he would have one. Remember when he was tweeting about putting together like a fucking military task force to like storm fucking bases?
Yeah.
We would get death threats from Greer himself if we created a program called either CE4 or CE7. Either direction we go.
Get cease and desist for sure.
Right? Like 100% Greer is coming for blood. Either way.
We'll just send videos of Braden back doing this. Ooh.
Yeah. It was the video. He was on Alex Jones, right? And he was like yelling. It was like yeah. They're yelling. It was whatever. Like he's, I don't know. Greer's pretty jacked. Like you know,
yeah. That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. How tall is he? Like?
Can he fight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, what's his jujitsu level like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it white belt? Because if it's not, he's gonna have a problem with me. the other thing that's been popping off is you guys see the cocaine gate going on?
Oh, well, let's talk about cocaine gate, but let's take a quick beer break.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety. Delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/affirmations or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/affirmations.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're back.
All the world leaders are doing cocaine.
Yeah, big surprise there.
Probably.
Dude, probably. I love how Alex Jones is like fucking, he's like, all the globalists, sick pedos, are doing cocaine. I was like, brother.
They're snorting adrenochrome.
I'm like, dude, you're 100%.
Also yeah,
I'm like, you're going to tell, you're going to sit there
you're also
and tell
doing
me
cocaine.
Alex Jones isn't on coke, because I was like, I thought that was your shtick.
I heard he got off of coke.
You get all coked up.
He got off of coke.
And then you're talking about eating your neighbor's ass. So yeah. It's like, he's one to talk. But I mean, the clip, I mean, widely, you know, Twitter's going wild. They're like, they're hiding palm and coke, a bag of coke. And
it looks like a Kleenex.
A little fucking snorting spoon. The weird thing is, I was like this because like the official narrative from mainstream, lamestream media is that as Macron, is that the French prime minister?
Macron, yeah.
He comes in, he sits down at the table, all reporters start snapping pictures. He kind of sees something, he palms it. It looks like something white. Could be
looks
white.
Looks like
bag.
A Kleenex.
Could be a Kleenex.
It's shaped like a fucking Kleenex.
So they're like, yeah, it's a Kleenex. But at the same time, whoever's on his left, I don't even know who that guy is, some other world leader, he palms the tiniest little spoon. A tiny spoon. And so the lamestream media narrative is that, well, it was just a tissue and a teaspoon, like for stirring tea, because they just had tea. And they both palmed.
Well, they do drink tea in your
Yeah, thing. and they both just palmed it as soon as the reporters came in and like looked awkward.
Yeah, that's weird.
They looked awkward with it. And I was like, hey, that's weird. I was like, let's break that down for a second. First off, Macron, he's the guy
that's married to the fucking lady. Yeah, man. That's a way bigger conspiracy.
That's a way bigger conspiracy
than this little bit of fucking, you know.
Who does that one? Candace Owens is.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're like, you listen to that and you're like, okay. Yeah, like they're like, you could fucking scam the entire world over, and then you like watch 5 minutes of what she has, and you're like, oh god,
and you're like, oh fuck, wait, is this like the
Mike Obama, the Michelle Obama thing, same thing?
Oh, Big Mike.
Yeah, basically, yeah, French, little Big Mike.
Fuck.
Yeah, they have
Big
their
Michelle.
Own. Yeah, they have their own thing. But like, if you remember, like he hit the news, like I would say, like our kind of like conspiracy circle, like a year ago, I want to say, because he was doing this big press conference where he's saying like everyone's about to face hard times and everyone needs to cut back. And as he's talking, he's wearing a watch, and then he drops his hands below the desk, and when he comes back up, he's not wearing a watch. And it turned out the watch he was wearing is like $80,000. So he's doing this speech about how everyone has to, like, you know, fucking tighten up their bootstraps. And then he's like, oh fuck, you know what, I better take off my luxury watch. So he's like, this guy's kind of shady. The other thing is,
probably
if the lamestream
everybody needs to start doing fucking street level coke, no more of the fucking super pure shit, nothing straight from Colombia.
You want a hard cut coke.
Yeah. That would be the least surprising thing, is that world leaders do coke. I'm like, dude, so many people do coke. It's insane. It's insane.
Not even just coke, just drugs in general. Just
Coke-a-noggin.
Coke-a-noggin.
It's literally the Coke-a-noggin.
But so if you're to believe the
true
story,
for someone who's never done it,
never.
That means me neither. Never. If we're to believe the mainstream media, they were having tea and biscuits or something. And they were having their tea, stirring with little spoons.
Buddy, there was absinthe in those fucking teacups.
Dabbing,
those guys were giving her.
Dabbing their mouth with the tissues leaving on the table.
I've seen Eurotrip. I know how they fucking roll.
And then before the media came in for the photo op, someone came in and cleaned up all the teacups, all the other spoons, and left a tissue and a single tea stirring spoon. I'm like, seems unbelievable to me, because they were in the middle of the fucking table, that those two things would get left.
You don't think there's fucking, they all have their PR people there watching them before they go on camera? Like, that's insane to think that they're going to leave fucking cocaine, a bag of coke and a fucking little.
Yeah, but dude. Yeah, but PR, listen.
I have
PR
no
people,
doubt that these guys
PR
are doing,
people can't work miracles.
Listen,
they can't work miracles.
I have no hard time believing the fact that these guys love nose beers, probably do nose beers all the time.
That's pretty normal.
Not fucking on the table before they do a big press conference. Like, come on.
I watched the video. It's just like a regular wooden table.
Next thing you're
going to
do
is
tell me
like
the guy's
table.
Wife's a fucking dude. All right. I don't believe any of that shit.
It's just the weirdest thing to me is like, cause I could be on board. Honestly, it's hard to see what the fuck it is. But the tissue and the spoon together is like a weird combination. It's just how weird they are. Why are they so weird when they grab them? Why do you have to palm?
Because he's fucking French. They're fucking eating with the spoons on the proper side, being all fancy. He doesn't want his greasy old fucking snot rag on the table.
Yeah, but why is he so weird?
Play the video. Let's watch it. Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, I think this is the video. I'm going
to play the video, man.
I hope Zelp puts on one of the AI ones of them just like slurping coke on the table.
Oh, this is their. Oh, so they made actual. They made a response post saying, this is a tissue for blowing your nose, and this is European unity to build peace. Like, okay.
What is your. What? They're ripping lines for peace? Is that what he's saying?
No, it's saying like, this is like, just for.
We're doing it for the boys.
Yeah, this is just. No, they're saying that this is just a Kleenex for blowing your nose, nothing to do with drugs.
doing lines off Buddy's fucking wife's hairy chest.
So let's go. Was this the one? This is a what? One day ago, in Ukraine, right? For like the peace talks.
Yeah. Yeah. And they met because they just had a meeting with Zelensky, who, according to Alex Jones, famously
he always
huge.
He does always when he watches videos, he's always touching his face. Always, dude. He does it all the time.
I'm a fidgeter, though.
That's what I mean. He could just be fidgeting. That's fine. But I'm saying he always, if you were like to look at him and didn't know who he was, you didn't know he was the president of Ukraine involved in this ongoing war.
It's weird.
You would be like, it's a lot of sniffs. Like, he might. Like, if you didn't know who he was, you may like, he probably does.
Get some Claritin or something.
Well, have you seen what he was up to before he was president? He was a pretty wild guy.
He was a comedian, wasn't he?
He was like a comedian. He was an actor. He was like.
I can't find the actual video I seen earlier on this.
Yeah, so they're fucking pulling it down in real time.
I think they are pulling it down because all I could find is one where it's like a reaction video. I hate those fucking videos.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. Those people are the worst. Hold on.
Just like, fuck off. And then
literally, what we're doing right now is making a reaction video to this.
Fucking losers.
Fucking losers.
I don't want a reaction video.
That's
when you
really
look at when you look at Macron. If you watch the two videos of Macron doing that press conference and taking his watch off, and then watch the video of him palming the Kleenex, you see the rigidity of like his of like.
I understand the watch thing. The watch thing. He doesn't want there to be fucking let them eat cake 2.0.
Yes. Does he need he needs to take magician lessons so he can be better at sleight of hand or what?
Yeah. what I'm saying is, it's like when he takes off the watch, he's knowing and it's a guilty thing. Like he's like, fuck, I got to take this off. And what I'm saying is, when you watch the tissue video, you get the same like.
He's embarrassed. It's a fucking dirty. It is embarrassing. Fucking snot. Rag on the table. That's gross.
What are you talking about?
Handle your business, man. Don't keep your fucking germy shit on the table.
Your camera drops down another fucking inch. It's all fucking jizz rags, okay?
There's no jizz rags. I think I might have. Look what I got right here. Look.
I might have found the video.
All right.
Your Swiffer.
You jizzing into clean, a Swiffer? Dog?
That seems, yeah.
Okay.
I've never ripped a J.O. in this fucking garage ever. Yes.
This one here?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, you can see it literally. I haven't seen it that close. That's definitely a fucking Kleenex.
That's Photoshop. That's put out by.
Oh, here's the video.
That's put out by. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait.
Let me share something
else here. It's actually.
Maybe it's a jam rag. Maybe that's. Oh, maybe. Maybe they needed to get post nut clarity for peace.
He cranked it?
Yeah.
Like, just watch, like, yeah, as he goes down, like, they're all kind of sit. Watch both these guys on the center and the right, both palm these two things that are on the desk.
Oh, that's Keir. Isn't that Keir Stormer or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
On the left?
Watch him real close.
And that tall guy looks like the guy hanging out with fucking Elizondo.
Now we can see that it's on there, and then, whoop, he grabs it, he grabs it.
He's playing with it in his hand.
What is that, though?
I don't know what it is, but you know what? It's probably something to stir his fucking drink.
No, it's something to fucking get a little bit of Coke and go.
It's one of those mini spoons, you know?
Yeah, but they're posing for photos.
Listen, like,
they just want that stuff out of the.
If there's something in front of me like that, there's a 99.9% chance I pick that up and fiddle with it.
It was 100%. If you put Coke in front of me, I'm into it too.
Yeah, they also just like it looks like they're clean up because they're all posing.
Give you a fucking wine bottle.
They weren't acting like they're ripped on coke in that scenario.
No. Yeah, but well, what if
they're probably vets though, man? They probably rip lines just to stay normal.
Yeah,
that's true.
As soon as they got the press out of the thing, the disco balls came out and
Studio 54.
No, they're good. You know what? They're experts. You know, they're pros. They just put it in their coffee. Put it in their tea.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fucking.
I feel like if you're a world leader, you just get like the pharmaceutical grade stuff.
The best
Columbia
stuff.
Pure fucking Yale, buddy. That's a Tony Montana special. They get the good stuff.
Like, there's no way these world leaders, especially when their net worth goes from like $500,000 to $100 million after office, aren't partying hard. there's a bunch of deals being made back. There's no way they're not. It's just how politics
them
works.
Them doing coke is the least surprising thing to me.
Yeah. I agree, but not in this situation. That's not what's happening.
No, you're reaching on that one.
I probably wouldn't want to be ripped on coke in an active war zone.
I mean, if we learn anything from Hitler,
you want to be
if we learn anything from Hitler,
they lost.
Hard drugs.
They lost. and they lost.
Well, they won for a while, though. Well, and then their body really started to shut down from doing too many drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they did too many
drugs. They did too many drugs, and they would try to go rush in the winter.
I think the drugs helped.
That's what
you just have to do different kinds of drugs.
Yeah, you got
to
change it up.
Amphetamines, maybe not the best.
Depending on the season and the climate, that's when you change your drugs.
Yeah. And it, as if we our soldiers were dead, hopped up on the seasons.
There's no way every soldier in some fashion was hopped up on drugs the last all the major conflicts.
Oh, 100%.
There's no doubt. You can't get people to go kill each other just on a clear mind. They got to be all fucked up.
Super soldiers.
Vikings are on mushrooms, just going in there, berserker rage, just murdering. Mushrooms.
I thought mushrooms are supposed to make you, like, fucking chill.
Well, to a point, you know, you can definitely overdo it on the mushrooms. Start seeing, you're some big 6'4", 400-pound brawler, and you do way too many mushrooms, and all everything.
I thought we learned that the Vikings were short.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like those guys will all be, like, teetotalers. They'd just be like, we're just here.
Buddy, they're fucking
murder.
Drunk as fuck on the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
I'm high on Jesus.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
No, it is true. I did hear that the Vikings, we overestimate the size of the Vikings back then. Yeah. But they were kings. Much taller than other Europeans.
Your average.
But.
Your
they
average European at that time.
They weren't like our modern day fucking Vikings.
I saw 13th
Vikings.
Warrior, Antonio Banderas. He was playing Persian. He was the same height as all those other fucking guys.
I mean, there's tall people in every
That's That country. Movie is super accurate, historically accurate.
I'm sure.
Did. Fuck, that's a great movie and a good book. Kill Michael it. Crichton. Dan, is that Michael Crichton?
Yeah, Eaters of the Dead.
Yep, that's the book.
Original name.
Yeah.
Okay, which is based on Beowulf, isn't it? It's just like it's supposed to be like Beowulf, but with an Arab, that's what really happened in the story of Beowulf is what it's supposed to be. I think
that the Arab came in and saved the day. Well, yeah.
Someone's got to be the hero.
Somebody had to be.
But they didn't have anybody fighting Grendel and beating him to death with his own arm. Like
that's pretty cool.
I should have put that part in there.
Did you guys see anything about these spheres?
Yes, I was going to say, that's the last thing we got to talk about.
Orbs? I see a lot of stuff about orbs. Orbs are so hot right now.
Metal.
Yeah, these.
Orbs, metal spheres. X-ray.
Spheres.
Right? Did they not?
And Buga, Colombia, I guess is what they originally said it. Yeah, that one was. When did that happen? That just happened earlier last week?
I just closed my notes by accident, but it was. I think here it is. Okay, boom. Scientists studying spherical UFOs say they've discovered alien technology. This is from the Daily Mail.
I guess it was recovered on March 2nd. There was two videos showing footage of what appears to be that, what people claim was that object that they've recovered in Buga, Colombia. And it's like, there's a couple of videos of what looks to be like a metallic orb shaped object floating around, flying around and doing some interesting maneuvers that people claim is like, oh, this couldn't be a drone. Like it's not flying like a drone would. And then supposedly, according to eyewitnesses, like the craft landed somewhere like in a forested area and then was recovered by people who saw where it landed. One of the persons reportedly there, I guess it was recovered, by a group of people. They said it weighed about 4.5 pounds. They said the temperature of a refrigerator, which I assume they mean is like the interior refrigerator, so cool to the touch, which I'm also like, why the fuck are you touching that thing? And because they also said David Velez El Potro was one of the individuals who recovered the object. And then they turned the orb over to Jaime Mausen, who is the cake alien guy.
Nice. That's who you got to go to.
Yeah. So that's who you go to. And he said that Potros apparently reported that one of the men who like originally found the orb got sick for days after touching the object, which is weird because like all of the videos of them recovering the orb is people handling it without gloves. They're not wearing any protective gear. They're like pouring water on it and like rubbing it down. I'm like, that dude just, you said that dude got sick. Like this thing's from outer space, and you're just like rubbing your face on it and stuff. I don't.
Didn't they do that with the Varinia too? They were like fucking touching that little fucking little aliens.
I was, yeah, it's wild. I was just like, you said that guy got sick. And so everybody's just touching on this thing. And you're like, nobody's handling it. The only people that did.
Zell would have ate it.
I would have licked it for sure.
I did see a couple videos of the, at least the, what was the guy who, the scientist, Dr. Jose Luis Velasquez, who's the radiologist who they had x-ray the object. I saw footage of them, I think, actually handling the object during the x-ray procedure. And it was like, they were the only people actually wearing protective gear, gloves and stuff. And I'm like,
as you do,
I'm like, okay, these guys are professionals. And they said they got some, you know, interior nice. Shots of what's in there. Kind of describe there's spherical objects within the orb itself. Yeah. See, like that looks normal. That's what everybody should have been warning.
Yeah. Fucking half the whole time. To
handle it. And I saw a bunch of other videos of them handling the orb, but it's just people just touch it. It's in the living room. It's in somebody's living room and they're just like touching on it. And just
The reports that I read, it's made of three dense layers. It has a chip like core and 18 tiny microspheres inside. No welds, no seams, and no signs that humans built it. It's cold on the outside. Through their analysis, it looks to be hot on the inside, and it may have vaporized water. It has perfect internal symmetry. It's etched with ancient ruins, and AI says the message is about unity, energy, and transformation.
AI knows all, right?
Yeah, it's just you feed it an alien language and it'll figure it out, well, right?
They seem to think it's surround all these like circles and inner shells are surrounding like a nucleus, which is maybe like some type of like microprocessor, like a little computer.
That's
inside.
What they're saying, because they're saying those orb, they're the spherical objects on the inside. They're saying are like they the way that they're placed or their formation doesn't look or it looks like some kind of could be structure similar to like a microchip or something. Not exactly what kind of microchip, nobody really says.
A big one if they can see it like that, really big chip.
And yeah, I don't know. I saw some of the shots of that, the like the etchings on the things. And some of them are like, they're not great.
No, I thought that too. I was like, they're not. It's like for everything else is said, it's like, I was like, you know, it's not.
Some of the stuff like looks like maybe it's the angle of the camera. I don't know. But some of the stuff looks like off center, like some of the etching that there's some not exactly the etchings of like the runes or whatever the symbols on there, but like there's some like also some kind of like shapes, like some crescents and stuff that kind of surround it. Looks like a bit of artistic flair, but some of them like they have like they're not exactly symmetrical. They're just kind of like there's like pieces that are kind of like looks like it's I don't know.
Someone had like one of those like shop engravers for engraving your tools.
Yeah, it's like a Dremel tool. Like somebody just took a Dremel to it and was just like, I'm gonna do this.
Like they're not the best. Like they're
it is big though. It
yeah,
is
fairly big.
Large.
This is the best one I could see of, like, the etchings.
Yeah.
That's not right. Like, that's not if you look terrible at all.
But if, like, if you look at the circle
if you
here,
zoom in, like you
so
zoom
like
in,
this circle is not centered
perfect,
in the moon,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Right. That
it's not like laser precision.
No.
Like, there's some bits into it that look like it's.
You know,
like
it looks like a strip mall tattoo. You know.
Yeah,
like it's not.
I could see this on a lower back.
Yeah. It's not terrible, but like, yeah, you could have a little steadier hand,
right?
Yeah,
like trailer park tattoo, right?
Yeah, something you get done during spring break in Cozumel or something.
Yeah, I could see some trailer lady rocking this lower back tattoo. Right, like who did that? And she's like my neighbor.
Trailer lady, well past her prime.
Yeah. That's and it's so wild to me. They're like, we just fed it into, we fed the symbols into the AI, and it told us this what it meant. I'm like, that's like a whole bunch of assumptions. You have to assume that those symbols somehow relate to letters
anything.
In our alphabet, yeah. Like, and somehow like, there's a whole bunch of jumps there that you got to make to be like, this is what it says.
You know what though? I love the optimism.
Sure.
I love the optimism. Hey, it's about unity and transformation. I'm like, you better hope so.
Bring in love.
Maybe that's like one of those little, it's like a Pokeball or a Fabergé egg, and inside is Trump's plan to unite Canada. And then it's that's like fucking groundbreaking news that's coming.
I guess they dropped it in Colombia.
Like, yeah. Well, maybe they're like Dragon Balls. Maybe they're scattered around. That's and now true. Once you get them all together,
make a wish.
We get a giant Shenron that comes out.
Yeah.
I'd take a couple wishes.
We get evil
and
Shenron.
Grants Trump's wish to make Canada the 51st state.
Mm-hmm.
Maganada.
Wait, those are the big. If it's that big, though, that we might get the multi, that might be the Namekian ones, and we get three wishes.
Oh yeah,
three wishes.
Forgot about that, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Why even?
That was always like the wildest thing. They're like, "What's your next wish?" They're like, "Next wish." I was like, "Holy shit!" That was like mind blowing when I was a kid. I was like, "Holy fuck!" Cool. They get three wishes. Holy shit!
Now, how come the super dragons? How come the super Dragon Balls again. Only get you one wish, and they're the size of a planet? That was stupid.
Yeah.
I thought in the end, yes.
When are the super Dragon Balls from?
Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, I mean, it's fucking, that's new.
It's like 10 years old, ones? Probably.
Yeah.
It's definitely the newest, but they have this tournament of power, and then they get the Super Dragon Balls, and you get a wish, and you can do anything. Unlimited. I guess that's the most powerful wish. You can. There's no limit.
At the end of the tournament, if you win, you get the
Wait, I didn't realize there's a limit to the other ones. They're like,
It's beyond his Shenron's power. There's a couple wishes.
Shenron doesn't have unlimited power.
Oh, so like, maybe like Shenron can't bring Dragon. Goku back a second time, but like the other one, he's like,
Super Dragon Ball is like, spoiler alert, bring back a whole bunch of extinct universes. That's how powerful they are.
Yeah,
so.
Bring back all the universes.
That's pretty fucking cool.
So I guess why they're super. You can do anything. But you only get one wish still, so. Yeah.
And that's what he wished for, is to bring all the universes back?
Well, that was Android 17.
Android
17, wish.
Fucking loser. He could have wished to be a real person.
Real boy.
Yeah. Why? Then he wouldn't have the unlimited
stamina. Yeah. All the Android powers. Stuff. Yeah.
I wish my sister didn't bang this fucking little bald guy.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Krillin's a G, and everybody knows.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Strongest human.
Yeah.
No, Hercule is.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's everyone.
Mr. Satan?
How dare you take his title away, his earned title? Pretty. Oh God, do we have anything else?
Dragon Ball or alien space trash? Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe there's six more.
If more show up, then we'll definitely know.
Then you have to place them together.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on that. I'm like, fuck, I love when we get weird shit. The fact that it's going to the cake alien guy kind of.
Yeah, you almost forgot. Yeah,
I'm like,
this is
going
to be fun. There's going to be like two or three more press conferences about this stuff. Like,
it's
just a fucking everlasting gobstopper.
I was like, as soon as I saw him in one of the photos, I was like, oh, it's Jaime Mausin. I was like, oh, more. I was like, maybe that ball is made of cake. Yeah, balls made of cake too.
Yeah,
cake balls.
Well, I guess we'll find
everything's
out.
Cake. Everything is cake.
All right. Well, anything else before we do? We figure out Patreon stuff?
Nope. We did not. On my phone, maybe. No, I didn't try it on my phone. I've only tried it on desktop. Oh, new members.
Let's go.
It doesn't say when they. Oh, these are so old. I guess, well, maybe they're so old because that's all we got. I guess maybe that's why. I think I've already read these ones. Anyways, alientheorist.com. Still support your boys. We're still putting out shows. As long as people are supporting, we keep podding.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Boom. That's it.
And listen, we're getting disclosure to you soon.
Soon.
It's coming.
Yeah.
All right. Sharing. We need the support to keep funding our research so we can. You know, jump through the legal loopholes
and get
CE4 and CE7 off the ground. It's going
to
be
the Galaxy Academy.
CE4 is going to be, you know, that's going to be our primo. You know, whatever Greer's is, that's going to be $10 more. CE7 is more cost effective. It's going to be whatever Stephen Greer's charging.
Then you get
15% less.
CE7 Pro, which would be a couple more, a little bit.
Stay tuned for the top tier
is a CE True. It's not number. Yeah. It's the true one. It's the actual one.
That, I like that.
That's guaranteed. Good. That's good. For face-to-face contact with an extraterrestrial.
Yep.
Maybe malicious.
All right.
Might be bad.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the sky.